KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN's transport MEC Siboniso Duma says he's assembling a legal team to fight a 2.5 billion rand lawsuit linked to the 2022 floods. Toyota South Africa's insurer, Tokyo Marine, and Nichido Fire Insurance are suing the department, Transnet and Etiquini Municipality. It's over flood damage at Toyota's Prospecten plant. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
Duma met with Toyota SA President and CEO Andrew Kirby following multiple media reports that the company is dragging them to court. During the meeting, Kirby reassured Duma that Toyota is not funding or benefiting from the legal action, which is being pursued independently by the insurer. The process known as subrogation allows insurers to sue those they believe caused the damage after settling with their clients. Duma says during the meeting with Kirby, they agreed to sustain the relationship in the interest of the people of KZN and the country. Transnet and the municipality told Newswatch they're aware of the lawsuits. Transnet says it has filed a notice to defend and won't comment further at this stage. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
The Newcastle municipality says its acting municipal manager is receiving a report following an attempt on his life. It's understood Dumisani Tabete was driving home when unknown men opened fire on his vehicle this week. The municipality says it's reviewing all its safety protocols following the incident. KZN police spokesperson Robert Nichuenda says they are investigating the case.
A 63-year-old man was allegedly shot by unknown people. Reports indicated that the victim was on his way home when he was ambushed by unknown people. The motive of the shooting is unknown.
And KZN Premier Tommy Ntuli says authorities will continue to raid businesses flagged for employing illegal foreigners. He joined Home Affairs officials and police who swooped down on a logistics business in Durban Central this morning. In today's operation, 16 undocumented workers and two employers were taken in by officials.
We are cleaning KwaZulu-Natal. We are saying to the owners of the businesses, if they continue to employ the undocumented foreign nationals, they are going to get arrested.
Moving to Gauteng, President Cyril Ramaphosa says the Constitutional Court has played a vital role in strengthening democracy and advancing reconciliation in South Africa. He spoke during the court's 30th anniversary celebration in Bramfontein today.
This court has elevated the consciousness of our people about their constitutional rights. It has contributed to building trust in our legal or judicial system.
On the international front, two butcher shops in northern France have temporarily closed after a child died from severe food poisoning. Eight children have come down with severe food poisoning after consuming meat from the businesses. Five of them contracted an E. coli-related illness. Durban, a high of 22 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 23, Richards Bay 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. India currently 183 for 2 on day one of the first test against England. The Proteas will tour Zimbabwe without captain Themba Bavuma, and the British and Irish Lions begin their 2025 season tonight against Argentina.